I'm Paul Wiegraf, director of the Delaware Division of the Arts and your host for today. Joining me by phone for today's conversation is Lisa Graff. Lisa, representing the Rehoboth Beach Writers Guild and Rehoboth Art League, actually, because of a sort of a collaboration we're going to be talking about, the Rehoboth Art League Inspired Free Writes. Welcome, Lisa.
Thank you very much.
It's great having having you on the air with us today. Give us, first of all, just a little bit about your background in the Rehoboth Beach Writers Guild, and then I want to get right into this Rehoboth Art League Inspired Free Write program.
Sure. I retired down here in 2010 and was very fortunate to attend several free writes through the Rehoboth Beach Writers Guild, as well as the monthly readings that they do. I had taught English and high school drama and ESOL in Montgomery County, but I had begun a writing career many years ago, so it was wonderful to resurrect that writing career down here at the beach.
And now your connection to the guild?
I'm a member, we encourage area writers who are not necessarily published, but it's up to the individual to join an organization where we can get together and support each other's writing, listen to each other's work, and offer opportunities.
Wonderful. Let's get right into this really interesting program, the Rehoboth Art League Inspired Free Writes. Give us a little bit of background about that, how it began, what it looks like, how it works.
Wonderful. Several years ago, probably 2011 early or 12, a member, Judy Catterton, is also an artist. And she was chatting with our executive director, Mary Beth Fisher, she's the director of the Rehoboth Writers Guild, about the idea of using art to inspire some writing. And she mentioned it to Ginny Daly, who is connected with the Art League for a long time, and she spoke with Sheila Bravo, who is the executive director of the Rehoboth Art League. So we thought, well, let's try it. So we began to do it once a month, and sometimes we met at the Rehoboth Art League, and sometimes we met in a home, because for a while there we had a conflict. So we invited artists to come, and we got two different artists usually each month, and several writers would come, and the artist would put up a painting or a piece of pottery, those kinds of things, and we would free write for about 5 or 6 minutes and then share our work with each other. The wonderful thing was also inviting the artist to talk about their inspiration for their piece.
Let me ask you this, because I know some free writes are done kind of with an oral prompt, some kind
right.
of a theme to sort of focus on in the writing. This is more of a visual stimulation.
Absolutely.
For the writing. Now, does the artist talk before the free write about their work and what inspired them so that that can be integrated into the writing? Or is that an after the written exercise is completed? What's that structure? Does it vary?
It usually is after the writers share. And that's because we just sort of want to use the opportunity for the writers to not necessarily connect they can't talk about it literally, perhaps. They might, whatever inspires them. For instance, a writer might look at a painting and do something very, very different because they are touched by the color in the painting or a particular scene in the painting. So then we have ask the writers to write first. And then we ask the artist to stand up and talk a little bit about it. Some artists are shy, but it's actually been wonderful because the two work very well together. I mean, artists and writers, we both need validation, and appreciation for free expression. So it's actually been a benefit to both artist and writer in a lot of ways. In fact, just recently, we had an artist, this was just a week ago, Pat Todd, who does Civil War-themed prints. And one of the writers, Alan Collins, wrote this piece, and he was so taken with it, he asked me to make sure that I got his email or her email and see if she would give him a written copy of it. And I did. So that's the kind of thing we do, too, is support each other that way. It's not uncommon either for me to ask artists to talk about their upcoming show. For instance, last month we had Ann Sear as our guest artist, and she has a show coming up at the Nassau Valley Vineyards Winery, actually Sunday, August 3rd. So it's a wonderful partnership.
It sounds like a fascinating creative process, and you alluded to this, and I would imagine with the variety of writers in the room looking at any particular piece of art that one might be captivated, as you suggested, by the color, another by the substance of the painting, another maybe by the texture. What are some of the what are some of the observations you've made and how writers sort of perceive a piece of art differently, and also writers at different levels in their professional development, how they handle this?
That's a good question. I think sometimes we've had beginning writers, and they will talk more literally about the painting. And other veteran writers who have been doing free writes or themselves lead free writes, they'll feel free to really let loose. And it's really amazing. I don't think the writer themselves know what they're going to write about. We don't. First of all, we don't know what painting is going to be up here in front of us, and sometimes it's pottery or woodworking, or in Pat's case, it was tintypes of a Civil War picture, and it was quite moving what a more accomplished writer was able to do with that piece. And I would say it's just a surprise every month. We never know who the writers are going to be, because you can come at will, or you can email me that you're coming. We have a little newsletter that we put out through the Writers Guild, and we ask for RSVPs. But it's not an essential, and it's been very interesting because they will just write about anything. Sometimes it'll spark something that's going on in their personal life. You'll see a painting of a house, and it will remind someone of a vacation home that they might have lived in, and will go off on a tangent in that regard.
That sort of touches at something I was wondering about, and that is whether there's ever a time when the painting or the sculpture sort of triggers something in the writer's memory, where they go down the path of writing about something that might seem totally disconnected from the artwork, but it's because that artwork has triggered some visceral memory.
Well, that happened to me. I was shown a picture, actually Judy Catterton showed a beautiful picture of several cows, and I was tired. I don't know what possessed me. I don't know what clicked in me, but I decided to write about how much I wanted a puppy. And it got a lot of laughs, and I actually ended up adopting a puppy a while later, looking for it. But it was, it was just, I didn't expect to write about that, but I felt free enough to do that in there. And there's a lot of us that do just write about a memory that we didn't even know was kind of buried in there when we see a piece of art. And there is an option to pass. So if you ever do write about something that you feel is too personal, and that's happened to several of us, you don't have to read it out loud to the group.
Could you, I want to come back to that, but could you, for my sake and for our listeners' sake, explain what a free write is? I mean, what's the philosophy or the concept behind that?
Sure. The concept is that when given a prompt, she dropped the key, or I couldn't believe what she said to me that night. That's an example.
Right.
Just a sentence. And the person, the writer, then just picks up their pen, and the room gets quiet, and you're given about 5 to 6 minutes to just create and just let go, free write about whatever you're thinking about at the time, whatever that sentence inspired you to write about. And so then when that process ends, the facilitator will say, so-and-so, could you please begin and share what you've written? And we go around the room, and we don't, in a free write, you don't critique. You don't say, oh, that was great. Oh, my God, I love that. Although sometimes that just happens because we're just human beings. But the idea is not to offer any criticism necessarily, just to give a writer an opportunity to express themselves. And I think it's a magical experience, because I look back at some of my free writes, and a lot of the writers do, and they think, maybe I should do something with that. maybe there's a story in here worth telling that I didn't even think about before. And I think that's how a free write works. It's trying to get you as a writer to open up, to let loose.
For the writer, it's a fascinating process. I want to continue in this vein, but first remind our listeners that you tuned into News Radio 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV for Delaware State of the Arts. We're talking today with Lisa Graff, who works closely with the Rehoboth Art League-inspired Free Writes and with other activities of the Rehoboth Beach Writers Guild. Lisa, in these free writes, you mentioned that when you start sharing these, it's not for the purpose of critiquing. Now, for the writer in the creative process of writing, I'm assuming that 5 or 6 minutes that is dedicated to writing, the writer is encouraged to not use that time for editing, but rather just literally a free write. Let's put down on paper what's on paper and let's not worry about it's the exact right word choice that I want, you know.
Right.
Am I correct in that, that it really is an opportunity to just let something flow for 5 or 6 minutes?
Absolutely.
And how is that valuable to the writer who, yeah, I am certain is always concerned about with what's on the, you know, on the paper and how that might be deciphered or interpreted?
I think that's the value there, because there's so much time that we spend editing and thinking about, is this the right thing that I want to say? Is this the correct grammar? And so if you do a free write, you're encouraged to keep writing, even if you make mistakes, and to not even cross out or to keep going. That's the whole process. So if you stop and think, should I do this or should I do that, you don't have that kind of time in a 6 to, sometimes we go as long as 8 minutes, but you don't have that kind of time to do that. So you're more or less just writing from the heart.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious, what is the nature of the conversation once everyone has shared their free write? What do you discuss?
We just simply have them read,
okay.
And then we begin with another topic,
okay.
Another sentence.
Interesting.
Yeah,
okay.
And we try to get in. We usually, the free writes are on, if you go to the Rehoboth Beach Writers Guild website, you can join a free write on Saturdays, Monday evenings, Wednesday evenings. All of the dates and times and facilitators will be listed there. The art-inspired free writes are always the fourth Thursday of every month, and they are at 4:30 to 6 in the Chambers studio. The next one that's coming up would be August 28th, and our artist that evening will be Karen Letinoff, who is a teacher at the Jefferson School as well as an artist, and Leslie Wheeler, who is our outreach coordinator at RAL, an art instructor, and also a very talented artist.
Now, who selects what artist and piece of art will be used each month?
Well,
or how is that done?
Okay, we are very fortunate to have Kim Claiby, who is the educational outreach person at RAL, and she helps me greatly. Every month she produces the artist. She puts out an all call or puts it in the brochure or the newsletter and asks for artist participation. So artists will say, yes, I want to participate, and then they're just assigned a particular month. And then they are told to bring between 3 to 5 pieces of art to share, and they get to choose what they want to share. In, for instance, 2012 and 13, we've had artists besides Judy and Jen Catterton, we've had Jerry Gaskill, Faith Lord, Denise Dumont, Potters, Rosie Smith and Brenda Butterfield, and Mary Koska, Gary Crowell, and just recently at the last free write, we had Ina Neergaard, who is quite an accomplished artist herself, who has a show coming up, I believe. Another Potter, very well known, Wes Stack. And again, that was interesting because we tried to support one another. One of the writers actually commissioned Westack to do a piece for her private home based on just not only enjoying the process, but wanting to support the artist as well.
Let me ask you this. I'm curious about the artist. You mentioned that the artist is often there.
Mm-hmm. And will... Oh, they are there. They are there.
They're always there.
Oh, they're always there. Yeah, that's the point.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So let me ask you this. What kind of feedback do you get from the artists about how they have been informed about their work from what they hear the writers writing?
They are absolutely flabbergasted and delighted. I would say 98% of the time. I've only ever gotten one questionable, I don't think I like this kind of experience. But the majority of them are just thrilled because here are a group of writers. They don't even know them, but I've introduced them that night, tried to make them feel comfortable. And somebody is actually appreciating what they do because we use the time to ask questions. I mean, this last artist does tintype work with Civil War, and he had a process where he used 150-year-old cameras. His name was Pat Todd. And, you know, we had questions, and I remember we had a woodworker, and we wanted to know how it worked. And he talked about the process of actually finding the pieces of wood for his projects, and it was just fascinating. So they get a chance to talk a little bit if they want about what they do, and they feel, I think, appreciated.
How have you seen these free rights grow over time?
Well, we're trying to grow them. They are expanding. We are getting bigger. This particular season, this year, we decided to switch the time. We were doing it at a later time in the evening, and we thought, well, maybe that's part of the problem with getting people to get out, especially in the winter. So we switched the time from 4:30 to 6, which it's because it is down right in Rehoboth, that gives people a chance to perhaps do something like this and then maybe go out to dinner. Mm-hmm. And since we switched the time, our attendance is much improved. And I think it's also getting the word out. So we're appreciative of the kind of program like this because it gets known a little bit in those communities, but there are so many people that come into town, and we had some guests recently that have a vacation home, and they were just thrilled to see it in the newspaper, and so they came on in. So we welcome all different levels of writers.
Writing is often viewed as sort of being a solitary activity. But this clearly is not a solitary activity. Could you speak to dynamic?
I will. And, you know, it, because for me it is very personal, and I've shared this story with a lot of area writers down here. I always wrote in my own little room, in my own little space. I'm not used to sharing my work with others. And it was difficult for me at first And I think that's why I was so enamored with the free write process, because it was the first time in my life that I actually sat in a room with other writers. And it's interesting because no two writers are the same, no two teachers, no two artists, of course, nobody. So everybody's different in how they approach writing and how they approach their craft. And so that was just kind of reaffirming, too, and how they edit. So I think for a lot of us, it does get us out of our shell. And one of the most amazing things the Rehoboth Beach Writers Guild does, and it's hugely popular and it's growing so much we can hardly figure out where to house them, is the monthly readings. We pick a topic. Mary Beth picks a topic, although she solicits a lot of input from area writers about what topics to do. And we meet once a month, often at the Dogfish upstairs or whatever restaurant will have us. It's been at Annabella's with the summer. And there's a theme given. And so writers sign up, and there's usually 14 different slots. And the writers sign up to read about a topic. This month, August 19th, the reading is going to be, the theme is records. So usually she tries to pick a theme where you could, you know, interpret it in a number of ways, you know, broken record, keeping records, playing records, recording, And actually, we do need readers. So you can find out all this information, too, about the monthly events that go on through the Rehoboth Beach Writers Guild website. And you just do www.rehobothbeachwritersguild.com.
And that's Rehoboth Beach Writers Guild spelled out all one word.
Yes, all one word.
Let me ask you this. We have about a minute left. Could you speak, you touched on it earlier, could you speak to the range of levels of experience, expertise that come to these free writes? I would imagine younger, newer, more novice type writers might feel intimidated, but I suspect you have the full range. Is that correct?
We do. We do. And we don't, sometimes we've had an awkward question like from an artist just trying to be nice, where have you published? And we try not to talk about that. It's really more a matter of everyone on an equal playing field. So you might have published writers. I do the column Retirement 101 for the Cape Gazette, and have published in a number of national publications. But we try to encourage, we have a number of very young new writers who've come in recently and are just trying to hone their craft. And a lot of us teach. I teach. So it's very wonderful, and Mary Beth and all the other teachers, when they see a student come in. We've got a lot of students from Del Tech, young students, who come in and take classes. I don't know if I wanted to, if you have time, I did want to mention that there is a writers and artists retreat coming up.
20 seconds, so give us the date and time.
I think it's October 19th that weekend. And so there's going to be poets like Ethan Joel and Gail Comrat and Ann Caldwell, different writers who are published.
And information about that is on the Writers Guild site?
It should be, and it will. Well, actually, great. That will be mostly on the Rehoboth Art League site.
Okay, which is rehobothartleague.org.
Right.
With that, we need to close out. Lisa, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.